Lamar, we appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime if y'all can cut out on my little sleep before, you know, the afternoon.
Well, break. I know. You're sacrificing a few nods there. Yeah. How's the first week of camp been for you and for the defense?
So far, so good. You know, being that we didn't have the OTAs and the mini camps, the young guys are behind a little bit. So playing a little catch-up, definitely trying to speed them up and get them up to date on what's going on out there on the field.
Yeah, it's a little different kind of camp, isn't it? It's almost like a country club out here. You have one practice in pads, and then you get a day off. How does that work?
Hey, I definitely enjoy that. You know, usually in the morning, there's a little hitting going on. But now when I wake up in the morning, I know we're going to be out there with no helmets on and kind of like a walkthrough practice.
This is an older team. I think everybody acknowledges that. This has got to be good for you, the change in camp routine, right? And even through the season, the lesser practices in pads.
Yeah, definitely hearing from the veteran players, guys that's been around here for a long period of time, just saying, you know, like the wear and tear on your body, you know, taking those hittings and, you know, taking the pads off a little bit allows you to be a little bit fresher coming here in the afternoon, and it should allow guys to be fresher throughout the season.
Lamar Woodley with us here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan Alive from Steeler Camp. So how was it coming back together with everybody else the first week? I mean, it was an off-season like none you've ever had before, huh?
Hey, it was a great off-season to me. I had an opportunity just to, you know, to relax and chill with the family. So, you know, that's always a great thing. But it's also great right now to get back in football. You know, when you come back, you're going to be a little rusty because you haven't worked together in a long time. But, you know, after one or two practices, you get right back into the groove and you're ready to go.
What about your mindset as you come into camp? I mean, last year you had the contract stuff. This year you're the franchise player, but at least you know you have a pretty good idea where you're going to stand. Hopefully they're going to work something out with you. You handled it so beautifully last year. I think you deserve recognition for that because you did not let it get in the way of anything. I mean, there's a lot of guys that wouldn't have done that.
Right. And, I mean, it's the same thing this year. Everybody been asking me, you know, are the Steelers going to give you a long-term contract? And once again, I say that's out of my control right now. You know, when it's time to talk, it's time to talk. But the only thing I'm out here focused on right now is going out here getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it this year.
Talking about getting back to the Super Bowl, you know, last year I remember talking to you here and all you guys on the defense were not happy how the previous year went. You guys missed the playoffs and you blamed yourself and felt like you had something to, you know, to make up for. Last year you had a great year, not so much in the Super Bowl. That was a tough day all the way around. Is that something that you build off of this year as well?
Yeah, you definitely have to build off that. Definitely, you know, you get to the Super Bowl, the last game of the year, and you lose. We allowed them to score more points, and that's our fault. You know, as a defense, we allowed them to put points on the board. And, you know, if we want to be a great defense, we have to, you know, make them kick more field goals and putting the ball in the end zone. So this year we get another shot at it, get to start all over again, and this year we plan on finishing up on top.
It's basically the same defense. It is the same defense. I'm assuming you're thrilled that they were able to keep Ike Taylor. He's a big part of what you do, and he was the one guy that could have left and didn't.
Exactly. You know, that's showing with this team and this organization. They're committing to players to try to keep the championship team together. You know, this year we have Aaron Smith back, who was gone, you know, based off of injury last year. We have him back again, another veteran guy, and Ziggy Hood showed that he can come out there and play. So we got good starters and good quality backups as well.
Lamar Woodley with us here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Lamar, last year, first four games, there was a feeling that the defense had to kind of step it up a little bit, carry this team a little bit, as they always did. This year with Ben in camp, is there that same feeling, or is it to feel a little more equal between the two?
I mean, always as a defense, you say, you know, defense goes out there and win games. You know, if Ben wasn't out last year, those first four games, as a defense, we still said we still have to go out there and win the game. That's just our attitude, you know, to go out there and win the game as a defense and let our offense go out there and put points on the board. So that's going to be our approach each and every year, go out there and shut down offenses no matter who's at quarterback, who's at running back, who's on our defense. The objective is just to go out there and shut them down.
Is he different this year? Do you notice a difference in him?
Ben?
Yeah.
Looks smaller.
Or are you bigger this year?
Ben looks smaller this year.
Lamar, what do you expect from the roles this year? The so-called Steelers rules in the offseason. Your teammate James Harrison, he was very outspoken about it in his remarks directed towards the commissioner. How do you feel about it? Do you feel the teams are looking? The league is looking at you guys, and what do you expect in terms of the rules this year?
I mean, new rules is hard to avoid situations. Definitely, when you're coming up tackling a guy, sometimes it's just a certain angle where you know, your helmet is going to hit the guy first. You're going to end up leading with your helmet sometimes. And it's just part of football. Some things you just can't take away, definitely when you've been playing it that way for so many years. You know, and like I said, most of the rules are protecting the offensive player, not really the defensive player. So as a defensive player, you just have to go out there and play football. You can't be out there thinking about rules, because when you're out there thinking about rules, you're going to hurt your team and you're going to end up losing the game. You know, so you don't want to be one of those teams and at the end of the game say, oh, we lost because I was out there thinking about the rule. Never worry about the rules. Just go out there and play football.
And then if you get penalized or fined, you just live with that? Is that part of it?
You got to live with it, you know. Hopefully try to get your money back. But at the end of the day, did you win or did you lose? That's all anybody care about.
How tough is it to change, though? I mean, when they install all these new rules, how tough is it to change the way you play, or do you even change the way you play?
I don't think you change the way you play. I just think you'd be a little bit smarter. You know, definitely with rules where receivers was jumping and, you know, going for the ball and the defender was leaving his feet, hitting somebody. I think you can be a little bit smarter in that situation. But then again, you know, if a receiver jump up and catch the ball, the defender really don't have to leave his feet to get a good hit. You know, if you hit a guy on his legs and really spin him around there, that hits just as hard as just going leaving your feet hitting the guy.
So it's really just being more cognizant of what's going on out there, a little bit more than just the brute strength. It's a little bit more brain sometimes.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit smarter in those situations. But, you know, like I said, but sometimes, you know, you can even get a good hit on a guy without leaving your feet.
Steelers linebacker Lamar Woodley with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Have you communicated with any of your good friends on the Ravens? Noticeably Joe Flacco. You were involved in some comments about him in the offseason, and I know you were just speaking from your heart. You said he's never going to beat you in your lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was telling people about that because, you know, when I was at NFL Network, and I think anybody that's in your division and they ask you a question, do you think that Joe Flacco will have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl? And if I was to say yeah, that mean one of these years that I'm here, I'm counting the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the Super Bowl race. And I think anybody with a competitive attitude, competitive mindset would never say someone in a division will have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And I feel the same way that, you know, if somebody said that about one of our teammates, they would say no, you know, because that's a competitive attitude. Did I question Joe Flacco what type of quarterback he was? I never said if he was a good quarterback or a bad quarterback. I just said that he would never have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl based on because we're in this division and I'm planning on being there every year, being that I'm part of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can you imagine a better team to open with on September 11th and going down there? And, you know, so much of this stuff is hype. I understand
that.
But, I mean, Ray Rice and Ryan Clark have been bickering back and forth. Rice has taken on Hines a little bit. There is genuine animosity between these two teams, and I've always sensed that. And some of it is hype, I understand. But in this case, it's more real, isn't it?
Everything is hype. You know, there was any kind of football going on during the offseason, and you know, when you're going after guys like Ryan Clark and Hines Ward, you have to check their resume a little bit because those guys is known for knocking guys out. If you see Hines Ward out there on the field, he's known for getting after receivers, and Ryan Clark is known for knocking guys out. So, you know, those guys get it done out there on the football field.
Well, I believe Clark said he would find Ray Rice on September 11th. He would manage to find – I'm assuming you're going to find those guys too.
Hey, that's our job. Whoever got the ball, we're going to go out there and make plays. I mean, that's just what it is. You know, in the trash talking that's going on, you know, it's just somebody say something, just adding, you know, just the hype of the first game.
Now, how did you guys receive Hines as he came back with that mirror ball trophy? I mean, he's the champion of dancing.
You know what? I haven't really said much about it. Yeah. I haven't said anything about it. I was just glad to see he won. You know, he represented us well. You know, so he made sure the Steelers stayed on top by going out there and winning that dance competition. I think it was only him and Emmitt Smith was the only two NFL players to win that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Hines is better than Emmitt Smith.
Does it seem like he's in better shape than maybe some of the other guys because he had all of that, rigorous practicing and all that stuff that he had to do in the offseason?
Oh, definitely. You know, they said they practice hours a day. I could never be on Dancing with the Stars because committing that much time in the dancing, there's no way I would have lost in the first round. And I would have been back home in Michigan watching the show.
That doesn't mean you're not light on your feet, though. Does it?
That doesn't mean that, but I would have been home a long time ago.
Are you still – we're going to let you go here. We're running out of time. Are you still claiming Michigan as your alma mater after all that mess up there? I'm a Northwestern guy,
right, so I'm
a Big Ten guy. Uh-huh. Are you still claiming Michigan? Are they going to get that stuff straightened up out there?
Always. You know, I'm Michigan at heart. It's in my blood. You know, that'll never change no matter if we're up, if we're down. I'm part of Michigan, got the Wolverine right here on my arm, so I wear it every day.
So you were brokenhearted about Ohio State?
Not at all. You know, don't get me wrong. You never want to see players, you know, even at your rival schools go through those kind of situations with the Terrell Pryor incident, you know, even though he's a Buckeye. I mean, well, yeah, Terrell, is that his name?
Yeah
Terrell Pryor. You never want to see players like that go through a situation like that where it's kind of messing up their life and, you know, they're not able to do certain things based on some mistakes that they made. So I don't like to see players go through that, even if they're from a rival school.
Yeah, but guys bounce back from that kind of stuff. He's a guy that'll probably bounce back.
Yeah, you know, I was seeing some on TV. They said he wasn't eligible for the supplemental draft or something like that. You know, let the guy come out here and play a little football.
Yeah.
Lamar, we appreciate you stopping by. Go get some Z's before your afternoon practice. Thank you so much.
Wait. You know, make sure y'all follow me at Lamar Woodley on Twitter.
I
Facebook.com, Lamar Woodley. Put that on there.
I think Wave. I got you. I follow you on Twitter. I got to see if you
give it. Give your address one more time.
At Lamar Woodley. You know, if you type it in Google, it's Pharaoh Woodley. And Facebook/Lamar Woodley.
You a big tweeter? You do it?
Oh, yeah. I have fun doing it. You know, you have some people on there leaving some crazy comments sometimes. But one thing about Still a Nation, boy, they react,
don't they?
Dehani Jones went on NFL Network when he didn't rank no Pittsburgh Steelers in that top 10. Like, he didn't put me in there. Oh, the Steelers fans let him have it from that night till the next day, like 24 hours at least.
The new funny social media, right?
And then I seen Dehani Jones at the airport, man. He said, man, those Steelers fans. I said, yeah, man. That's how we do it.
That's what you get.
Thanks, Lamar. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Good luck to you. Stay healthy.
Yeah, thank you.